quarantiners, Remy here, recording at the computer in my kitchen. Today is Monday, April 27th. This is a very special episode of Remy's Life Interrupted. First, let me wish a very happy birthday to my grandmother. Grandma Joni, happy 75th. I love you and I miss you. Seeing you on Zoom is better than nothing. Even if most of the time you and Grandpa can't really figure it out and only half your face is on camera. But I can't wait to hug you when all this is over and eat some of your famous chocolate chip cookies, which you make now gluten-free, just for me. And another birthday shout out to one of my special listeners, Evie in New Jersey, who turns 7 today. Thanks for listening, Evie. Hope you have a great day. I'd also like to report that Mom's spa was a big success. My face is well moisturized, my nails are Gucci, and I'm totally relaxed. Well, mostly relaxed. Even while I was doing my yoga and meditative coloring sheets, I couldn't stop thinking about the recorder in the tunnel. I have a feeling you guys were thinking about it all weekend too. Dad went down to the tunnel this morning to retrieve it, and it's been sitting here in front of me, waiting for someone to hit play. I promise you, quarantiners, I am just as anxious as you are. So, here's what we know so far. Alex?
There is a new recording after your message. It appears to be a little more than 2 minutes long, and that's all we know.
Okay, then. I'm sure I'll have a reaction to it. For now, I'm going to torture myself and send it right onto the 6 minutes producers, so I won't hear it until you hear it on the podcast. And then we talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to sign off now first, and the rest of the episode will just be the recording. I'm Remy, and this is my life interrupted. Okay, take it away, other side of the gate, Remy.
Hi, this is Remy. I don't really know what to say. Today is Sunday, April 26th. We spent the day at my grandma and grandpa's house. It's her birthday tomorrow. I don't have a podcast, if it's what I think. We call them audio logs here. I found the window, I think you call it a gate, in my attic about 5 weeks ago. I thought it was just some old closet, but it went far, like, too far. At first I was scared too, but Alex is always busy and I'm alone a lot, so I just keep going back. And then I heard you, and I found the flashlight and the note. It sounds like you're going through something over there that's scary. And what's happening? Who are you? You and I, are we the same?
Remy! Remy, what are you doing?
Mom, I
told you it's not safe up here. Please don't do it at